My name is Tetsuo Kogawa. I'm afraid if you don't understand what I'm talking. I'm now 108 years old. When I was young, it was the early 21st century, English was a global language. But after the collapse of the American Empire, English was declining. I'm still alive because I'm a few persons who survived the terrible gene therapy and cyborg technologies. Until the 20s, I mean 2020s, people were divided into the two types, those who chose natural death and euthanasia, and those who chose immortal life extension. Since the latter had to rely on the machine and the electronic technology, they had to lose their naive ability of memory to the cybernetic memory. For the older and present perspective, I am in amnesia, total amnesia. Every memory of mine right now is based on the electronic system. This is unusual today, but was trendy 80 years ago. The problem is that as early as in the 2010s, electronic technology was being replaced by biophotonics and more natural technologies that the old generations like me had not known before. We were a generation of artificially technological challenge and were willing to sacrifice our naive body to the artifacts. It was totally a mistake. One of the biggest difference between the early 21st century and the present is that the micro, in the sense of epistemology and object size, is now considered as natural. Nobody talks about something big, global, nor universal anymore. The concept of the all and the totality is dead. Only our generation, the survivors from the old world, talks about the total vision and the human history that should be useless now, because every border, territory, and the time span disappears into the ewige Wiederkehr des Gleichen.